Nearly 800 of America's top military leaders were summoned from around the globe, apolitical officers who remained silent as their commander-in-chief took the stage and offered this greeting.
You can leave the room. Of course, there goes your rank, there goes your future.
That set the tone for more awkward moments to come, including the president's suggestion that dangerous U.S. cities like those where National Guard are currently deployed should be used as training grounds for U.S. troops.
This is going to be a major part for some of the people in this room. That's a war, too. It's a war from within.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth opened the meeting and ripped into diversity initiatives put in place by previous administrations.
No more identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions.
That includes, he said, a return to the highest male physical fitness standards.
I don't want my son serving alongside troops who are out of shape, or in combat unit with females who can't meet the same combat arms physical standards as men.
And he took aim at the highest ranking officers.
It's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world. It's a bad look.
Vermont Democrat Peter Welch said the meeting was unnecessary and a bad idea.
It's a further effort to politicize the military. It's very, very alarming. There is no reason to bring all of these people at enormous taxpayer expense to Washington to get a pep talk.
Hegseth told the audience they could disagree with them, but
the words I'm speaking today are making your heart sink. Then you should do the honorable thing and resign.